Update of the avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026. Increase in avalanche danger as the snowfall becomes more intense. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a new snow problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The large quantity of fresh snow and the extensive wind slabs can be released easily, or, in isolated cases naturally. The fresh and older wind slabs will be covered with new snow and therefore difficult to recognize. Avalanches can reach medium size, especially above the treeline. Avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size, especially on steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. In addition, gliding avalanches are possible, especially on cut and grassy slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. In addition, small to medium-sized loose snow avalanches are possible, in particular on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area, 30 to 40 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The wind will be strong at times. Further wind slabs will form. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Wednesday, the 1st of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.